A. Restorative justice. It is not just adults who are criminals. Some young people also break the law. Should they go to prison? Is there an alternative? In Oxford, England, there is a system called restorative justice. The young offender and the victim of crime meet and talk together. The victims of a crime can get some of their questions answered. They may want to know why it happened. They often wonder if they're safe now or if it's going to happen again. Or they may just want the offender to understand the impact of the crime. The system gives young offenders a chance to put things right. It is important to meet the person you have harmed. The offender may be feeling very bad about what he or she has done. It helps to apologise and to offer to make amends. The offender has to do some kind of practical, unpaid work. If they've broken a window or damaged someone's car, maybe they will help to repair them. In England, restorative justice is now part of the law on young offenders. Laura. My name is Laura. I was charged with two attempted robberies. Me and my friends got drunk. We were carrying a knife and we tried to rob someone. I didn't feel very good at the time. I didn't really care about anyone or anything. When I woke up the next day, I didn't even remember what I'd done. I thought I would go to prison, but I got ISSP instead. I was really nervous before I met the victim. I didn't want to see her because I was scared and embarrassed by what I'd done. But she was very understanding. It made me feel a lot better, and I'm sure it made her feel a lot better as well. The ISSP has helped me. I've learned my lesson. If I'd gone to prison, I don't think I would have got any better. I've got a flat on my own now, and I'm going to college and working. ISSP means Intensive Supervision and Surveillance Program. This is an alternative to prison. Ryan and Jeremy. Jeremy. I was with a couple of friends and they were doing the wrong kinds of things. I was just following them. One day we nicked a bike. Two of us got caught and one got away. The police took me home. It was a bit late and they didn't want to take me into custody because I'm only 15. The next morning I went to the police station for the interview. It was a bit scary in court with three judges. I was frightened I would go to jail. They fixed me up with a youth offending team instead. Today, I'm here working with the guy I nicked the bike from. It was quite scary before I met him, but he's all right. Ryan. I walked out of my house one morning and saw that my bicycle and my wife's bicycle weren't there. A few days later, I got a letter from the police saying that they'd found one of our bikes. Later, they asked me if I wanted to meet this young man at the Oxford Cycle Workshop. We've been working together for about 2 hours now. We're building a new bike. I think this is a much better way of restoring justice. Lauren, it just happened. I was drinking with my friends all day. On our way home, we saw Lindsay and her friends, and we attacked them. It was a very horrible thing to do. I was drunk, and it just happened. We were arrested later that night. Afterwards, I was really nervous about meeting Lindsay. But she's a nice girl, actually. To meet me was a brave thing of her to do. I expected her to shout at me, but she didn't. She has asked me to do some charity work as part of the restorative justice. This has made me think more about how my actions affect other people. I've changed. I would never use violence again. Now I've got a very good job that I really enjoy. I like things the way they are at the moment. Lauren's victim. Is this some kind of joke? That was what I thought as I lay on the pavement. A young girl, younger than myself, had pulled me to the ground by my hair. I could see that another girl had cornered my friend. My friend offered her wallet, but the girl said, "Nah, I'd rather beat you up first." We both began to panic and realised that we were in serious trouble. My friend managed to run up the road to safety and get some help. I was not so lucky. The girls punched and kicked me again and again. Eventually, they took my bag and then they ran off. I dreaded meeting the girl. She'd hurt me, emotionally and physically. But I also pitied her. I wanted to tell her exactly how the attack affected me. Facing up to me was, in my eyes, the toughest punishment of all.